Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Special thanks to Robin Walsh at HuskerLine.com for jumping on a Friday with us. We're not waiting any time because I think you just got Motzi on a little. You shook him a little bit. You shook Jeff Motz. Oh, I've not seen that before.
This song has KFRX from 1987-88 written all over it. I shared that song.
You did.
With Thu, and he went nuts. He called me the other night. He called me at home. I'm fixing supper, and he's like, he started singing the song to me on the phone. He started laughing.
Oh, man. I wish I was alive during those.
He goes, I'm going to have to find that and sing it at karaoke. Because you know how big of an 80s buff he is.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes, he called in earlier today. He already talked to us this morning.
I wish I was alive during those early KFRX years, man. Sounds like it was great.
Oh, boy. Yeah, man, those days are gone.
They're gone. Yeah. They're gone. So. But what is almost also gone is high school football Friday nights of the regular season.
Yeah, regular season ends tonight. And the way things stand right now, fellas, there are at least four Lincoln teams destined for playoff destinations here for next week. East being one of them. Southeast, win or lose, I think, is still in.
Okay.
And then you look at Lincoln Lutheran in C2, and then in six-man football, it's Parkview Christian. Then you got Norris and Waverly that in Class B that'll be in the playoff mix. And so tonight, for instance, Southeast, you're playing for seeding, number one. And if you beat Elkhorn South, maybe you can move up a little bit in terms of seeding. And then Lincoln East plays at Creighton Prep. And if you go up there and you pull off a win at Prep, I think next Friday you're going to see at least East High hosting a first-round playoff game at Seacrest.
Nice.
Otherwise, if Southeast were to lose tonight, if East were to get beat by Prep, they're on the road. One goes to North Platte, one goes up to the Omaha area more than likely. In B, with Norris and Waverly, which we'll have here tonight on ESPN Lincoln at 6:50, these are two teams that are jockeying for playoff spots. Waverly looking for a higher seed, and I would imagine if they win tonight against Norris that they would be the host team in the opening round next week and more than likely play Norris again, depending on how things shake down there. It looks like Lincoln Christian may host a playoff game next week, and that's a possibility with if they get a win tonight over Wilbur Claytonia. So that's certainly possible, and of course Parkview would be in the playoff fold as well. They're in the point standings in D6, or the six-man point standings. Parkview Christian's 10th in the point standings. So they'll be in, but they're probably going to be on the road more than anything.
You talk about that Waverly-Norris game tonight. I mean, that every year that game does not disappoint.
It does not, and it's really come down to the wire, except for last year, which Waverly won, I believe, what was it, 27-0? I can't remember, but it was by that margin. Norris's offense was non-existent, and it was a very, very cold night out there at Waverly a year ago. Oh, it was just bitterly cold, and Waverly won the game. But in recent years, yes. I remember a couple of years ago went down there. Waverly won on a late touchdown, 21-14, and I believe the year before did the same thing at home. So it's been back and forth. I know one time it came down to a field goal that Norris got at home to beat Waverly, too. So it's a good rivalry. This is for playoff position for Waverly, more importantly. They want to be up there to be a host team next week, and Norris obviously fighting for position, too, to get a better seating as well.
Well, in that Southeast game tonight, too, I called Elkhorn South earlier in the year. They are a good team.
They are. They really are. And I think Southeast, you know, they've been kind of up and down lately. Lose tonight. Yeah, they get in with a 5-4 record, it looks like. They'll be a lower seed and more than likely have to travel out More than likely to North Platte. And then if East were to lose tonight, they're back up in Omaha next week. I think that's how things are looking at this point. However, again, if Southeast wins, I think their seating gets better. They may be on the road. And if East wins tonight against Prep, then they're going to be back here in Lincoln next Friday.
That would be an incredible win on the road for East. We know how good Prep is, and we know how recently East a few losses under their belt. So this is going to be a good game tonight up at Prep.
Yep. And we'll be following that. Of course, again, the Norris Waverly game here on ESPN. Then we'll have the Elkhorn Southeast game over on KFOR tonight. Again, both games take to the air at 6:50. We'll talk to the coaches beforehand, Reed Manstead at Waverly and Ty Torling and Norris before kickoff, and just get their thoughts on this matchup, because it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's friendly in a way, too. You know, you've got two longtime Class B schools in the county that have been rivals. They've been conference members for many, many years. And their schedules, my gosh, are almost equal in terms of the amount of opponents that they've played. I think Norris may have had a little bit of a tougher stretch at one point compared to Waverly, but Waverly seemed to bounce back here, and both these teams, again, looking to get better seating in the playoffs as we get in toward next week.
I know you said that they're pretty much set. Is there a team out there right now that plays tonight that could play in with a win?
From Lincoln, at this point...
Probably not Lincoln, but anywhere else.
Well, there's quite a few, because let me look at the point standings here really quick, but to kind of give you an idea... on how things shake down. If Columbus is in, it looks like right now it almost comes down to between Papillion-La Vista South and Papillion-La Vista for them to get into the playoffs. And maybe Fremont, Omaha North appears to be in at this point. Fremont might be on the outside looking in, depending on how they do tonight here in Lincoln against Pius X. Columbus is a team that's 6-2, but you know they've had a couple of losses here in recent weeks that have not helped them out very much. Grand Island's another one. You know, these are really the lower tier schools that are looking inward and thinking, well, we got a shot. Omaha Central was one that was on the fence post, and after last night's loss to Southwest that we had over on KFOR, I think they're essentially done for the year.
Yeah, they would. They had to have won last night, and Papillion-La Vista South would have to lose tonight. So either way, Papillion-La Vista South's in.
Yeah, so they're in right now. So that's what football looks like here as we get in toward the final. I can't believe it.
It's quick.
Final week of the regular season. Quick. State cross-country championships start today out at Kearney. That's always that's a neat race to check out. Hmm. State cross-country meet out there at the Kearney Country Club. And then congratulations to the state softball championship teams last week. Southwest wins. Lincoln East finished runner-up. But they had a season total 84 home runs as a team.
That's incredible.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Scott went undefeated, and Bishop Newman won. UTAN Mead finished runner-up, of course. And it looks like UTAN Mead in Class C next year, just talking with our manager down the hall, Rob Kelly, that they lose one senior and they got everybody else back, and it sounds like they're going to be in the hunt again next year.
Before we get out of here, we only got about a minute left. Trivia.
Don't ask the question of the keyword, because you have to answer that one.
Longest field goal in Class A history. It was in 99, if that helps you. Who was it?
Oh, geez. Not Alex Henry.
Nope, and he played for Millard South.
Oh, boy.
It was a 59-yard field goal.
The name slips my mind.
It's Chris McLanthan.
Huh. 59-yarder. That's the Class A record.
And that's actually the longest in history of NSAA football,
wow,
according to this.
59 yards. Hey, Noel Walters tonight has a chance to break some state records.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
This week.
How exciting.
Get out there and go watch some football tonight, folks. If you got nothing going, it's going to be a beautiful night for football.
6:50 tonight here on ESPN Lincoln, Norris and Waverly. Check it out.
Check them out, guys. All right, we're going to get out of here. When we get back, Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.